गौर हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेव गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 4 text number 15 till 23rd. So kindly repeat after me. Text number 15 is on the board. Apam rasamatho tejas taliyante tanirasa ग्रसते तेजसो रूपं वायुस्तदरहितं तदा। अपां रसमहो अथो तेजस तालियन्ते तनीरसा ग्रसते तेजसो रूपम् वायुस्तदरहितं तदा अपाम्रसं अथो तेजस् तालियन्ते तनीरसा ग्रसते तेजसो रूपम् वायुस्तदरहितं तदा अपाम्रसंगतो तेजस् ग्रसते तेजसो रूपम् वायुस्तदरहितं तदा अपाम ऑफ वाटर रसम द टेस्ट अथ देन तेज फायर ता दैट दैट वाटर लियन्ते डिजॉल्व्स अथ आफ्टर दिस नीरसा डिप्राइव्ड ऑफ इट्स क्वालिटी ऑफ टेस्ट ग्रसते टेक्स अवे तेजस ऑफ फायर रूपम द फॉर्म वायु द एयर तत् रहितम डिप्राइव्ड ऑफ दैट फॉर्म तदा देन ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ दिस टेक्स So the translation is from text number 15 till 19. The element fire then seizes the taste from the element water, which deprived of its unique quality taste, merges into fire. Air seizes the form inherent in fire, and then fire, deprived of form, merges into air. The element ether seizes the quality of air, namely touch, and that air enters into ether. Then, O king, false ego in ignorance seizes sound, the quality of ether, after which ether merges into false ego. False ego in the mode of passion takes hold of the senses, and false ego in the mode of goodness absorbs the demigods. Then, the total Mahatattva seizes false ego along with its various functions, and that Mahat is seized by the three basic modes of nature, goodness, passion and ignorance. My dear King Parikshit, these modes are further overtaken by the original unmanifest form of nature, impelled by time. That unmanifest nature is just subject to the six kinds of transformation caused by the influence of time. Rather, it has no beginning and no end. It is the unmanifest, eternal and infallible cause of creation. So this text doesn't have purport, so we will read till 23rd, text number 20 and 21. In the manifest stage of material nature called in the unmanifest stage of material nature called Pradhan, there is no expression of words, no mind and no manifestation of the subtle elements beginning from the Mahat, nor are there the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. There is no life air or intelligence, nor any senses or demigods. There is no definite arrangement of planetary system, nor are there present the different stages of consciousness, sleep, wakefulness and deep sleep. There is no ether, water, earth, air, fire or sun. The situation is just like that of complete sleep or of voidness. Indeed, it is indescribable. Authorities in spiritual science explain, however, that since pradhan is the original substance, it is the actual basis of material creation. Text 22. This is the annihilation called prakritik, during which the energies belonging to the Supreme Person and His unmanifest material nature, disassembled by the force of time, are deprived of their potencies and merge together totally. Text 23. Buddhi indriyartha rupena jnanam bhati tadashrayam drishyatva vyatirekabhyam adyantavad vastuyat adyantava vastuyat. Translation: it is the absolute truth alone who manifests in the form of intelligence, the senses, and the object of sense perception, and who is their ultimate basis. Whatever has a beginning and an end is insubstantial because of being an object perceived by limited senses, and because of being non-different from its own cause. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word drishyatva indicates that all subtle and gross material manifestations are visible by the potency of the Supreme Lord, and again become invisible or unmanifest at the time of annihilation. They are therefore in essence not separate from the source of their expansion and withdrawal. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinicho Chatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Mam Premnarata Kantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. I seek blessing from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification and for the glorification of the Lord. So this chapter is entitled as the four categories of annihilation. We have heard so many times this phrase or doha. Kal kare so aaj, aaj kare so ab. Pal mein paralay ho jayegi, bhakti karoge kab. But as we heard that story of Kailas, who kept postponing or procrastinating his dedication towards Lord, and he kept saying, आज करे सो कल, कल करे सो परसो, इतनी भी क्या जल्दी है यारो, जब जीना है बरसो. So Kailasa's tagline was this, that why to be so hurry to perform bhakti, to perform devotional service, when there are so many years are left to live. Let me first enjoy the materialistic things. If I don't enjoy, then I will never get it anything. Now or never. And similarly, the devotee thinks that I have received this material, human form of life. If I do not perform devotional service, then it cannot be performed any time. He thinks now to perform bhakti, and it will never happen again. And therefore, devotee, they always in the mood to grab the opportunity to serve. grab the opportunity to practice devotional service. Tadavaitya sita pangi vaidharbi durmana brisham vichintya aptam dvijam kinchit krishnaya pranihodrutam. So this is the condition of Rukmini Devi has been explained, that she was awaiting Krishna's arrival, but she was not knowing, she was unaware whether Krishna has arrived or not. Will Krishna accept her or not? That was her anxiety. And that anxiety has been highlighted by Shukdev Goswami, that what exactly she was thinking, what was her condition. And that condition every living entity should aspire for. It has been explained that tad avaitya. Avaitya refers to awareness. Tad avaitya sita pangi. She was aware how mind can play games. Mind can make schemes to surrender to Krishna. So, the first step of deliverance of living entity or jiva is awareness. Awareness, how mind plays games. And she was aware, as in that story we understand that how Rukmini wanted to give Rukmini to Shishupal. But Rukmini became aware of this plan. Similarly, a materialistic mind, it wants to give it to living entity, the soul, to material nature. Be relaxed now. Achieve your dreams. There are so much time available. No need to hurry. And you can do it later on. Ho sakta hai. Jina hai barso. It's so much time available to surrender. Why to be so much hurry? Such schemes of mind keeps living entity in this samsara, samupaitya mrityum. Samsara means samupaitya mrityum, in this cycle of birth and death. So one need to be aware of such schemes of mind. Tada avaitya sita pangin. And the second thing which is explained over here is that vaidarbi durmana brisham. Durmana. And seeing such things are happening with her, she was upset. Durmana basically means she was aware, or first she was aware, and the second thing was she was upset what is happening all around. Durmana brisham. She was not feeling happy. Oh, it's good. I need not have to take much trouble to surrender to Krishna or to accept Krishna. Anyway, my brother is arranging a good marriage with Shishupal. No, with all such things happening around her, she was durmana, she was upset. So unless a living entity desired to end his own suffering, till that time deliverance is not possible. Durmana, one has to become upset with this material world, the enjoyment available in this material world. Till that time, deliverance is not possible. If we keep enjoying, if we do not become upset, if we do not become frustrated, durmana brisham. Till that time, we'll have to go through all these annihilations. Nitya, naimittik, prakritik. Durmana brisham. And the third stage means one has to desire to end his suffering. And third thing which is explained in this text was vinchit vichintaptam dvijam kanchit. And seeing such suffering all around her, she became upset and she took shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Dvijam kanchit. aptam dvijam. That dvijam means she called for that brahmana so that a transparent vaya medium. She took shelter of him. Rukmini is displaying that a beautiful example of taking shelter of a guru. And she gave herself. All her life was dependent on that message, on the guru. After taking shelter, did she think, okay, let me relax now? No. The next text says, what she did? Krishnaya prahinod dhritam. Dhritam means immediately. We cannot think of procrastinating or postponing our surrender to Krishna. Or surrender to the Supreme Personality of God. Dhritam, just now. Now or never. It will not happen. We have received this human form of life. We have received the devotional service, which is so rare to achieve, to receive. If we do not utilize this, then we will lose the chance. And again, as this chapter is explaining, how annihilation taking place, pralay, palame pralay ho jayegi, bhakti karoge kab? When will we perform devotional service? And we might think, oh, this might not happen right now, isn't it? Abhi to pralay ko 4 lakh or so many years are remaining. So I will do it in next life. No, dhritam. We cannot think of postponing our surrender to Krishna. And therefore, here, basically, one has to realize, one has to change that desire. So here, one must be always remember that the tagline over here is, I am not enjoyer. What? I am das. I am stand for immediately. D stand for desiring to end suffering. A stand for awareness of the schemes and the plans of mind. And S stand for taking shelter of a devotee. So one of our devotee, his email ID is I am Das. His name is Arvind Madhav Das. So he short formed it, you know. His mail ID is, so everyone should have that ID, you know. I am Das. And when that desire is changed, when we try to become I am enjoyer, then one has to see all these annihilations, all this pralay. So, here in this text, all this text, Parikshit Maharaj had asked this question in previous chapter, text number 17, where he had asked about how this Kaal, which is the representative of Lord, has been discussed, means how it shows his power. And also, he wanted to know about the destruction of this material world. And similar question Arjuna had asked in Bhagavad Gita. Kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam kim karma purushottama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidaivam kim uchyate. So, he asked Lord Krishna that here adibhutam refers to material manifestation. And in answering this question, Ms. Krishna told about what is Brahma, what is karma. And answering this adibhutam, Krishna said that adibhutam kshara-bhavah. So what is the nature of this adibhuta, this material manifestation? Is kshara. Kshara basically means constantly changing. That is the kshara. So therefore, the what four categories has been explained It is always going on. This annihilation, pralaya is always going on, constantly changing. That is the nature of material world. Kshara bhavaha. Bhava means nature. And this means it has been created at certain point and annihilated at certain point. So one might think, okay, so this might happen on this earthly planet, isn't it? This pralaya and these changes might happen on this earthly planet. Or it is just related to earthly planet. Then Krishna says, no, 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 it is not like that. Bhutagramam sevayam bhutva bhutva praliyate ratram gamay vashah partha prabhavatya haragame. Do not think that this is only related or this is only applicable to earthly planet. The destruction happens even on heavenly planets. As long as Brahma's day is there, till that time, heavenly planets and earthly planet, they function. And as soon as night arrives, jaise hi raat ho jati hai, avasha means helplessly, all material manifestation is destroyed, including swarga and all such higher planetary system, earthly planet, everything has been destroyed. Or someone might think, okay, means at least Brahma ji ka to planet rehta hai na. If destructions happen till Brahma ji's planet, means all the lower things, they get destroyed. That time Krishna says, no, this is not one day or two day things. It is year after year this happens. At every night of Brahma, destruction till heavenly planets, till Brahma Loka it happens. And at the end of Brahma's life, what is the duration of Brahma's life? 311,040,000,000,000 years. That is the duration of Brahma's life. So, one time in the beginning of Hare Krishna movement, all these devotees, they started newly attending Prabhupada's classes. So, there was Keith, there was Willie, and there was Professor Howard. So, these devotees started attending, and one day Prabhupada gave them Srimad Bhagavatam. And they were knowing that now we have to go to spiritual world. And if you see the cover of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, so there is Lord Vishnu, the spiritual world and material world has been displayed. So everyone was knowing they have to go to spiritual world. So Willie, he asked one day that, he asked his friends, we understand this is, there are Radha Krishna's photo, this is spiritual world. But what are these bubbles around over there? So they were also thinking, what are these bubbles in spiritual world? So they went and asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada, this is spiritual world, but what are all these bubbles over there? So Prabhupada said, those bubbles, you see, those bubbles are nothing but the material creation. So 311,040,000,000,000 years is nothing but one bubble which appears in the ocean and get destroyed within no time. And therefore Lord Krishna says, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Mamupaitya Punarjanma. That Mamupaitya Punarjanmam. Once achieving my abode, we will not again come back in this material world. Even at the end of life of Brahma, that whole planet get destroyed. Brahmaloka get destroyed. So there is no hope to escape from destruction. Except Krishna says, Mahamupaitya. Mahamupaitya tu konteya punarjanma na vidyate. And this is what Lord Krishna is saying, that you have to achieve that eternal abode. So one might think it will be attaining will be difficult, isn't it? To go to Swarga and to Brahmaloka or to higher planets, we have to go through so much of rituals, so much of processes. That might be difficult. Attaining that might be difficult. Krishna says, no. Purusha Parapartha Bhakta Labhasvatananya. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotional service, bhakti. It is easy to attain. It's not difficult. Then someone might ask, how shall I perform that bhakti? And for that, Lord Krishna in the same chapter, it says that Ananya Cheta Satatam Yoma Smarati Nityasha Tasyaham Sulabham Partha Nitya Yuktasya Yogina. Satatam Ananya Satatam Cheta. What is that Ananya Bhakti? Bhaktastu Ananya. Here Lord Krishna is saying Ananya Cheta Satatam Yoma Smarati Nityasha. And Prabhupada in that purpose beautifully writes that Bhakti Yoga is very simple and pure and easy to perform. One can begin simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is what the Lord is very merciful to all. Those who chant Hare Krishna. And specifically inclined towards those who always serve Him without deviation. And words Satatam and Nityasha is been translated as Satatam constantly or. It's not and, it's or. Prabhupada writes, means it is also said, always, regularly or every day. In chanting our 16 round every day, bhaktyastva labhastva ananya sulabham partha, it's become easier to attain Krishna. Teshaham sammudharta mrityu samsara sagara bhavamina chiratpartham mayaveshita chetasam bhavamina chiratpartham. Within no time, I will come to deliver you. And that famous painting, that somebody is drowning in the material ocean, in the ocean, and Lord Krishna swiftly coming on the Garuda, and is raising his hand, and Lord Krishna is trying to pick him up. He's picking up. Tesham, isn't it? I deliver them from Mrityu Samsara Sagara. So, this is what Lord Krishna has offered as a solution in this material world. But, one time, a boy had asked me this question. If Krishna is really merciful to all of us, then why doesn't He make us happy in this world itself? Why does He want us to come back to Him? If He is self-sufficient, why does He need us over there? Why can't He make us happy in this world? Why does not He allow us to be happy here? So, acharyas have explained about this understanding. Why? One has to aspire to go back home, back to Godhead. So here, if What makes us happy? Anandamayo Bhyasa, that is the nature of living entity. If he wants to be happy, the only thing is that when he receives love and when he gives love, isn't it? That makes one happy. Receiving and giving. But in this world, if you see, there are two options available. Receiving love from matter, which is not possible. In one of the purport, Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that a living entity can become attached to things. Ye mera apple hai, or this is my home. He can become attached to that. Or this is my country. So he can become attached to it. But that thing does not become attached to him. So that phone does not cry, oh, aaj chhod diya mujhe, last year hi liya tha, ek saal ka hamara saath tha. It doesn't. But that phone is lost, then living entity cries, oh my God, yesterday only I had taken, now I have lost it. So that one thing, that matter cannot fulfill the desire of reciprocation. So who is remaining? Another living entity. Isn't it? So another living entity, yes, there is a chance. There are chances. There are so many chances that there are one-sided. Isn't it? We love someone, but that person doesn't love us. Or he loves someone else. There are chances. But in some cases, it may happen that you love him and he also loves you. You become attached to him or he also become attached to you. This both way can happen. But even after happening both ways, living entity still remain unsatisfied because the capacity to give love of that person is limited. And your capacity to give is also not unlimited. So another living entity also cannot satisfy that living entity to be happy in this world. So what remains? Our reciprocation with the unlimited. And that unlimited is only whom? Krishna. Who can fulfill all our desires, all our tendencies, all our aspirations. Because he is full of all opulences. Unlimited opulences. Unlimited reciprocation. So, then another condition comes. If he has to makes us happy, he has to come. Simple, na? Simple equation. So, he has to create another Krishna who has full of six opulences, who has all the qualities and send him to this material world. And once he comes over here, what will happen? Everyone will try to reciprocate with him or everyone will try to love him and they will receive love from Krishna. Then again what comes? It turns into spiritual world. And when we see that everyone wants to love Krishna, everyone wants to serve Krishna, then again our original problem comes back. What is that? Envy towards Krishna. Ichha dvesha samutyena. Nanda mohena bharata. So, the solution, even if Krishna provides that solution, the original problem remains the same. Of envying Krishna. So even if it tries to make us happy in this world, we will become miserable and we will also want to leave that place where Krishna has been served, Krishna has been loved. Therefore, Krishna has to create this material world where living entity can exercise his desire. This desire, it's all about desire. Desire to lord it over or desire to enjoy. And in course of fulfilling that desire,
He comes to that realization. How hard I may try, I may not be happy, I may not be fully satisfied. Let me work on removing that envy. Let me become Das. So that is what Krishna has arranged for all of us. This material world is not at all, he wants us to suffer over here. But this is the arrangement for us to revive our Krishna consciousness. And we get frustrated or we get upset with this material manifestation and give up making fancy picture of this material world. So Prabhupada was in London and all the devotees, they took him to the Buckingham Palace. And Prabhupada saw that palace and replied after seeing that palace. He said that there are better and bigger buildings in Calcutta. Better and bigger buildings in Calcutta. And he said that they glorified so much about Thames, means that river over there. But when I saw it, it was not bigger than a canal. But poet have glorified Thames so much and made it so fanciful. Similarly, in this world, people have glorified and fantasized this material world so much that living entity thinks this is the only place where I can enjoy. And in modern living entity thinks the earth is the only planet where we can enjoy. All other planets are useless. So let us enjoy whatever resources are there. Let me enjoy it to the fullest and exploit whatever is required. So one has to give up that fancy or fantasy about the material world, as Prabhupada explaining over here. And this verse, this also mentioned that one has to understand the cause of all causes. And adrishyatva indicates that all subtle and gross material manifestation are made visible by the potency of the Supreme Lord. So, everything what we are able to see, whatever we have, that is the manifestation of Lord's energy. It is nothing other than Lord's energy. And one has to learn to see this. As Prahlad Maharaj said to Hiranyakashipu, that I get a power from the same source where you are getting. Buddhir buddhimatam asmi tejas tejasvinamaham or balam balavata chaham. That is what Lord Krishna has explained. That balam balavata chaham. I am the strength of those who are strong. So in Amsterdam, Prabhupada was walking on the morning, I mean, he was having morning walk. And all the devotees, their sight went at one bird who was trying to fly. And Prabhupada Prabhupada encouraged that bird to fly. And then after some endeavor, bird started flying. So Prabhupada turned to his disciple and asked them that, how does this bird know to fly? And everyone was looking at each other. And one devotee replied instantly, instinct, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, it is just a name. That is the Paramatma sitting in the heart of that bird, directing him how to fly. So, to see Krishna or to see Krishna's energy or Krishna's expansion. That is what has been explained. This generally people think, oh, this is, I know, if you ask how everything is moving, and they say, oh, Mother Nature, Prakriti, Prakriti. If you ask anyone how things are happening, Prakriti is doing. But who's Prakriti, who's nature? That question nobody asks. Because if you ask that question, then second thing comes, then surrender to that. If you say nobody is there, Prakriti is doing, then there is a chance that you can claim yourself to be controller of that Prakriti. If you say somebody is widow, what does it mean? She had a husband sometime. So, when we say Prakriti, there must be someone who is owning that Prakriti, who is the master of that Prakriti. So, and Prakriti is not widow. Oh, we try to make her widow and we try to become a husband of that Prakriti.
Tadvaidanushitai shavaratho hayaste soham ratinupatayo yadamananti sarvam kshanena tadabud asad ishariktam basmam hutam kuhukaradamivoptamushyam.
So, Arjuna, when he returned from Dwarka, that time, Yudhishthira Maharaj was asking him, what has happened? Why you are so dejected? And that time he says that I am the same Arjuna, the powerful carrier of Gandiva Dhanushya. That same Gandiva is there with me. But I have lost all this teja, all this strength in absence of that personality of Godhead Krishna. And it is just like a magician. Whatever I had, and it has all of them at a moment's notice, Arjuna says that, have become null and void. It is exactly like offering ghee on the ashes. If you offer ghee on the ashes, it is not going to give fire. Similarly, this our strength, our intelligence, without Krishna, is like ashes, you know. However we may endeavor, or how hard we may endeavor, it will give only ashes. Or, he says it is like making money by magic wand. Or, he says, it is like sowing the seed in the barren land. So, everything without Krishna is null and void. And therefore, here, Sukadeva Goswami is encouraging Parikshit Maharaj that you have already, means, let us perform that devotional service where we will be able to connect with the Lord. And that is very easy to achieve and to make him understand. Sukadeva Goswami had already spoken this to Parikshit Maharaj, that how Krishna was so malleable to all of your family. You all have performed that devotional service. You all have performed that bhakti. Because you all were trained to see Krishna in all phases of life.
Rajan patir gururalam bhavatam yadunam devam priyakulapatim kochakim karova astaeva manga bhagavan bhajatam mukundo muktim dadati karhichit tasmana bhakti yogam.
Rajan, O King Parikshit, this Krishna, who is the master of all this creation, who is a creator, maintainer and the destroyer of this material manifestation, he was the master of your kula or yadukula. Then what he did to what all deeds he performed for all of you, he explains over here that he became servant, he became messenger, he became guard for all of you. And you are really greatly fortunate because this relationship you achieved because of bhakti. That service to the Lord. And because of this service, Lord has become one of the members of your family. So that person who destroys or who is the cause of this material destruction, one famous Hollywood actor, he called God, see what he called, psychotic mass murderer. When living entity does not understand what is the purpose of all this thing, then he thinks God is a murderer because he saw so many destruction happening. And this is what Sukhdeva Goswami is saying. Are that same person is so much malleable or so much flexible to fulfill the desires of his devotees. One who desires to serve, for them he becomes servant. And those who try to lord it over this material world, then he appears in front of them in the form of time, kala, or destruction, annihilation. So it is all about desire. So I'll just end this desire, you know. So when we desire to lord it over, then what happens? Then we meet all disappointments. We meet place of envy, where everyone is envious. Then we come to the place where significant miseries are there, insignificant pleasures are there. Then we come to the world which is everywhere illusion. We come to the place where reversals are happening, where crushing events are happening. And we come to the place where entanglement happens. That is desire. Disappointment and destruction. And when we desire to be servant of the Lord, or when we desire to serve the Lord, we are transported to the place which is full of desire trees. Kalpa tarus. We are transported to the place of eternity. We are transported to the place of spirit. Everything is spirit over there. We are transported to achieve our independence. Living entity really become independent when he is dependent on Krishna. Otherwise, in this world, is dependent on each and everything of material manifestation. So that is independence really achieved when we desire to serve. And that place which is full of rasa, R stand for rasa, and that is the place of full enjoyment. So this is desire. Desire to serve leads to this place, and desire to enjoy will bring us to the place where pralaya is happening on every step. So that is the sum and substance of these verses. This is how different things has been winding up. So I'll just summarize what we have discussed today. We started discussing how pralaya is taking at every moment. And these are the verses explaining about destruction or annihilation. So we should not postpone or procrastinate our devotional service or bhakti towards the Lord. And therefore we discussed the pastime of or the anxiety which Rukmini Devi had. And there we understood that how we have to understand I am Das. So this is one thing. And then we discussed how this destruction is helpful for living entity to desire to the transport himself to the spiritual world. So no place in this material world is escaping from the destruction. Everywhere, right from the Brahmaloka till the lowest planet, everywhere there is a destruction happening. So one must aspire. So aspiring to achieve spiritual world must be difficult. Krishna says, no, it is not difficult. It is sulabham. It's very easy to achieve. How? By chanting, by performing bhakti yoga regularly, nityasha. By remembering Krishna, ananya cheta satatam. And then we discussed how everywhere in this material, even in this material world, there is a presence of Krishna. Everything is happening because of Krishna's energy. So one must recognize that energy. Even our strength, whatever strength, intelligence we have, that is nothing but here what has been said. It is Krishna's energy. And we discussed the example of Arjuna. How? The same personality who could conquer the Timingala-like fishes in the Kurukshetra war got defeated. And then he realized, oh, it is because of Krishna's presence. And when somebody performs bhakti, what happens to that person? That has been explained in this verse where Shukadeva Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj that, see, what not all Krishna did for all of you. And then we discussed, if desire of lorded over happens, then we come to the material world and we describe what exactly the material world is. Place of destruction, place of disappointment, to the place of entanglement. And if we desire to serve, we are transported to the place of desire trees and enjoyment. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Gaur. If anybody has any question, you can ask me after the class. Hare Krishna.